Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there. I mean, fall has definitely come to Roanoke, Virginia.
All up in the Northeast right now.
Yeah, 42 degrees last night, and the leaves are falling already all over my yard, but you know what? It's fall. It's supposed to happen, right?
Yes, the weather has turned. We do see this shift and change right now through most of the United States. I heard they had 16 inches, I think it was, of snow in Rapid City. So that was interesting.
Wow. No, it has snowed on Halloween before here in Roanoke, believe it or not.
I believe that. You're up in those mountains. Altitude makes a difference.
I'm in a valley, but it's filtered down.
Well, you're on a mountainside. Close enough.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. Oh, my goodness. Well, what do you think about this full moon coming up?
Oh, I think it's an interesting full moon. I think it's a good and a bad, a kiss and a slap. I like that all these planets are going retrograde. I mean, going direct here this week, you know. Saturn already has, Pluto already has. Now we're getting Jupiter and Mercury and then Uranus at the end of the month. So, you know, with this full moon, the reason why I say that is that these planets are all direct during that period of time, which I like, because I really think that it sets a new foundation of rebalancing. You know, the T-square in this chart is from Pluto to Sun and Mars, and then the other square to Moon opposing that Sun and Mars. So the T-square in this chart indicates that we can rebalance by setting those new foundations, okay? And a full moon is always a shift for letting go of things. So sometimes we carry too much of a heavy burden, okay? And when we need to rebalance by just dropping certain things, what is important and what is not? With that Pluto, it'll really indicate what is important and what's not. So it is acting upon the basics of importance, which is why I like this one. And, you know, Aries, it's a playful moon. You know, it's instant, it's quick, it's not long and enduring. So it gives you the ability to have that fire to really just, okay, I'm done with this, let it go. It's not that important, so let it go. So that's what I like about this one.
All righty then. I couldn't have said it better. Excellent, excellent. Well, tonight's kind of a weird chart, just tonight. I looked at it, I was like, ooh. And with all the readings I've been doing, because I've been so wicked busy here, there is a lot of disillusionment that people have been carrying because of this strongly retrograde cycle. We're just, like you say, we're getting beyond it very soon. But it has been a bit ambitious. And I think that a lot of people are feeling a little disillusioned and everything, but I like the trine between Mars and the Sun with Jupiter tonight. To me, it just seems really good because Jupiter is retrograde in Aquarius, so part of our higher mind says, I can wait for it. It's only a week away. It's interesting to me. And I love Venus being in Sag, of course, and it's sitting on my moon for the last couple of days, which is why I've probably been running like a train. but it's all good. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it is. But it's, you know, and it, I agree with you with that. You know, again, sometimes we have to really look at the reality of circumstances, whether we like to or not. And I think it's giving us that time period here. Again, this duration, like you said, I like the word ambitious for that. You know, it's a polite way of saying it's been one heck of a time. But Mercury retrogrades, you know, again, with this one, it being in conjunct or within that in conjunction, because they're all doing this dance together, it may be a wide orb, but it's still there to me because they're all dancing together. But here again, with it being that it's going over that Neptune and Moon, it really gives us that point of okay, here's the real honest truth. And then the Wednesday when the full moon comes, let it go, okay, and move on. It's all about love, because one of the things I love about that Venus and Sag is it is all about love with it. It's fiery love. It's knowledge love. It's a higher love. I agree with you. I love that Venus and Sag because it really exalts that greater being of love. So here again, it is time to do what we love, follow our passions, and really put our our efforts into it. And we'll get the end result of it to our benefit because, like you were talking about, that Jupiter in Aquarius, you get that vision. You can see that end result, grab it, and take it.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. Yes. Yes. Well, we've got a few people on hold. Maybe we should see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Erica 216, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right,
how
are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Desmond.
I'm sorry?
This is Desmond calling from Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland area, 216.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your birth date?
12/16/1971.
1970 what?
1, 71.
Okay. And what time were you born?
It was 10:07 p.m. 10:09 p.m.
Okay. And what city?
Cleveland.
Ah.
A native.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
It's a lovely city. It's a great city. I have to say, I like Cleveland. I'm in Painesville right now.
Oh, okay. You're not too far away.
Too far at all.
Are these astrological readings, or can you ask a question? Or?
Yes. What would you like to know tonight?
Okay, my lady friend, that's we kind of like best friends and we attracted to each other. Like a couple of weeks ago, she had like bruises on her arm, and she said she was in a was at a bar and it was some guys was fighting. It was a big rumble. She wasn't in it, but just then I saw some marks again about 3 days ago, but I didn't say nothing. So. I was wondering, how did she get on?
Okay.
I can tell you, you're feeling her, you know, you're feeling her energy as far as the victimization in it, and you're a highly compassionate individual. What would you like to know about that?
Like, it's kind of like she don't want me to know because not like she doing nothing behind my back or not like that. Just like, just sort of she'll feel kind of down or messed up if I knew something. So she kind of don't want me to know. I don't think it's abusive. I think it's I don't know. I don't think it's somebody's even she's involved with. Just I think it's maybe the father of her children might have made a.
Do you know what her birth date is?
July 3rd, 1970.
And by chance, do you know what time she was born?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay. And where was she born? Cleveland?
Yeah.
Let's take a little bit of a look at her first. Well, you know, without her time, there's certain things that I'm not going to be able to do, but she's a very sensitive and caring individual, and she's a tough little one, okay? I'm just going to say that, okay? Because she can take care of herself. There's no question about that, okay? With this situation, I must say that she's going to keep certain things quiet because of her own factor. Does that make sense?
Her own factor?
Her own guilt factor. She again, has to mull this over, take this in, lick her wounds, learn from it and grow and move on, okay? This is what it is. She's a cancer, no matter how we look at this.
Yes,
she's got
I know.
Cancer. Yeah, a sun in Cancer, a Mars in Cancer, a Mercury in Cancer, and a moon in Cancer, okay? So she's a very sensitive soul, okay? So sometimes she has a certain decorum where she doesn't want to show you because her Venus is in Leo. When she loves somebody, she's going to put a little bit more of a front on to try and keep that solidness of a certain image intact, okay? And this personality type tends to lick her wounds internally more than spread it to others. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay, and no matter how I look at this, this is to you are to her benefit, okay?
Yes.
Your sun sits on her Jupiter. Oh, no, excuse me. I have to take that back because I'm not looking at the compatibility, okay? Right now, the transiting
now,
sun is sitting on
her
Jupiter. Her
Jupiter sits
okay.
on his moon.
Ah.
And it's at 26
okay.
degrees of Libra, the sign of peace and harmony. Now, I think the difficult thing about this chart is that her Cancer planets do oppose your Mercury in Capricorn. So I think sometimes she's not sure exactly how to approach you either, okay? And I so agree with Jacqueline because her Venus does sit on your Saturn. So there is a feeling of commitment in the heart. It's probably pretty strong here, okay? And I like that. You do have some trines and blessing lines together. But are there outside influences interfering with your relationship, Devin?
I don't know. I think it's gradually. I mean, right now, I guess we're real close friends with a possible future, I put it like that.
Well, because of the retrogrades that are in place right now, I wouldn't end anything right now, okay? I would have a wait-and-see attitude at least until the end of this week coming up, okay? You know, it's interesting. Her Saturn also sits on your Jupiter. So there are some interesting planetary hits that the two of you have together, okay? That doesn't mean it's perfect, but there is something here that's pretty amazing, just to let you know that, okay? So it's not been a waste of your time. In other words, I think that there were real reasons that you want to sustain this relationship, and I honor that in you, okay?
Okay.
I think it's too soon to say goodbye, and I am going to stick with my story for now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you that I do think that there's, you know, there are so many different things. At the very least, she's your friend, okay? At the very least, okay? There's so many different planetary hits here that I say move slowly with it. You're a Sag. You can go in and out of this, okay? And so here again, keep your independence. But again, keep that closeness to this, because I think you're going to see within the next couple months whether this is really right for you or not. So I have to agree with Aphrodite to hang on to it for just a little bit longer and see where it goes.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you something that you can say to yourself. Okay. Try and continue the relationship without expectations, okay? If you just let it go kind of free-flowing a little bit, because Venus is in Sag right now, it's moving across your planets over these next few weeks, enjoy the freedom you have, and be as lighthearted, as positive with her as you can be, and wait and see. Just for a little while longer is what I'm going to recommend for now, okay?
Welcome to host. Hold steady.
Hold steady.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep. Hold steady. See where it lands. I agree so much with Aphrodite to let it free fall at this point in time and just kind of go with the flow of it. Again, you may see a difference as things shift and change. Okay? We have so many planets that have been retrograde, and this has all been done under these retrogrades. So here again, give it a few weeks to make a landing here before you really make a determination. So, yes, stay steady. Just go with the flow of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep the sails high and the oars ready, okay?
All right.
And keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for the...
All right, God bless. Okay, bye.
God bless.
What a sweetheart. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
I have somebody else that came up to help me do our readings tonight. May not decide to show up. In full color.
Oh. Okay.
Hello?
860, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla! Good to hear from you. Doing well. How are you?
I'm just excited. You are so bubbly. Oh, my God, Jacqueline. I love to hear your vibration. It's amazing. It's contagious.
Oh, you're so cute. I'm a natural optimist, yes, I could say that. One of my clients, she goes, I just love your laugh. And she replicates it, and I'm going, really? You love that, really?
Oh, my God. Well, it is. You're both of you together. It's just what a great team, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. So thank you.
Oh, I love her. She's my soul sister. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you're January 28th, right? From the Netherlands, Amla?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And where do you live now?
I'm in Connecticut.
That's what I thought. Bridgeport?
No, about half an hour west of Hartford.
Okay. All right.
That's more north. It's more north. Bridgeport's near New York City, so to speak.
Ah.
It's on the tail end. You could picture Connecticut, right? It's the tail end of Connecticut. That's where Bridgeport is. It's the tail end.
I was born and raised in Massachusetts, yeah. So I have a good idea of where you are.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Fellow New Englander, which is good.
You can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl, okay?
Absolutely. You know, I must say, though, this fall is not as – I mean, it was crazy. Yesterday was, like, 75 degrees. It was so, like twilight zone. I'm like, this is not fall in Connecticut. It was just all weird. And then today it's cooler, so, it looks like fall today, but – it took forever to get here. I mean, it felt like September all of October. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Northeast, it was warm up until 2 days ago in Ohio. It was 80 degrees. And then all of a sudden, 2 days ago, it turned, and now it definitely feels like fall.
Yep.
We went down to 42 here in Roanoke, Virginia last night, and our cats are like, what just happened, Mommy?
That is funny. Yeah, I know. It's just this is just some wonky weather we're having. But, welcome to weather. No, it doesn't matter
where
you are. There's always something going on. So, do you guys have my birthday? You probably do.
Yes. What question did you have for us tonight, Amma?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Question did you have for us tonight?
Yeah, so I have some, I have this thing, this workshop coming up this coming week. And I just was saying, in the next month or two, it's been really tough. You guys were talking about the Jupiter and retrograde and all those retrograde planets, and now that's going direct. It hit me hard. I mean, I know it's hit a lot of people, but it was a lot of internal battle and turmoil and just challenge and growth. So now I'm ready for external growth. So I'm wondering what you feel and see at the expansion level of Jupiter and all the planets.
Well, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, went direct, okay, on the last new moon, and it's sitting right on your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance. And it is direct. And Saturn went direct and is sitting very close to your sun, within 2 degrees.
Hold on.
This workshop is going to be amazing.
Effernet, what birthday do you have?
I have... I have January 28th, 73.
No.
December
16th,
73.
It's December 16th, the same as the previous caller. It's interesting.
Right.
December 3rd.
What year?
1216 and the year 73. 73,
9:44 a.m. New Britain, Connecticut.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and I'm going, no, it's not. I'm like, oh, wait a minute here. Sorry to interrupt you, but Mercury's retrograde.
No problem.
So, but... Jupiter is in your first house in Aquarius, okay? It is there in its natural placement. There's that kiss and slap, and this is the reason why you're frustrated. Saturn is conjunct your Venus, okay?
Okay.
It's moving on and moving forward over your Jupiter, so you're going to get that relief, okay?
It starting now?
It's directed forward already. I think it was the 7th or something like that Saturn was there.
Excellent.
So it is direct now. So that's a good thing. Okay, and it's progressing over your Jupiter. So it's telling you with that all those lessons that you've learned, all the discipline that you've been under, you're going to receive your benefits when it does. Okay?
Okay.
Jupiter
yes.
is going direct here Monday, okay, tomorrow.
Yes.
And that is going to assist you in that first house. Yes, it's very destined at this point in time, okay?
Okay.
Well, yes. First house is out of your control. It's everything out there, okay?
Yes.
So it is coming to you, and I think over the next couple of months. And one thing I do want to point out today, okay, is that Venus is dead on your Mercury today. So it is about seeing the beauty. It is about really thinking about the positive in the situation. You are close to having this turn around on you. The Sun and Mars are both going to be going over your Uranus, okay? And that has been trying to that Jupiter, okay?
Okay.
And so there are sudden epiphanies you're going to have during this period of time. What I'm saying is have faith. These transformations may be slow, but they're coming. Okay. What do you think after that?
Thanks, Jacqueline. Thank you.
Well, on the full moon, are you ready? I like the full moon because I love the full moon, and both Mars and the Sun are sitting on Uranus. Now, Uranus is very high in the heavens in your chart, and Uranus also rules the aha experience. And these planets are both opposing your Mars and Aries, and the moon is sitting right on it. So this workshop is all about balance, but also motivation and really getting people charged up and helping them to reawaken their higher self, their I am presence. This is amazing, this chart.
Yes.
And Saturn's sitting on both your Venus and your Jupiter. You are a great teacher, and you're teaching from a higher level of consciousness.
Yes.
And it's just beautiful what I'm seeing on this next full moon. I mean, I am loving this for you.
Oh, wow. I'm excited. I would like to share the topic is for the workshop is the art of detachment, letting go, and surrendering with love and kindness.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fall. It was perfect. It was so perfect to have it this time, like the way, and I already have some channeling and some downloads coming in, so, you know, it kind of scared me a little bit. It still does. I'm a little nervous, but that's a good nervous thing. It's 3 hours. This workshop is like a retreat. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's 3 hours. But you know what? I'm not worried about the time. It's about the quality and what I'm talking about. And it's with love and kindness, of course. So it's all good.
Those 3 hours are going to fly by, and you're going to wish you had more time. Trust me.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really great. So, like, you feel like the next couple of months is, I know Jacqueline was saying about epiphany moments, but it's just going to kind of like skyrocket, and maybe by December, like just all of these like moments of just awesomeness, I guess. I don't know, like with the work aspect, teachings, things like that.
We have a lot of fire in your chart, so when these planets start to move into Sag at the end of November, you are going to be as busy as a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm, okay?
Wow. That's awesome.
I think it's going to pay off, and I think this is great because what you're doing right now is you are putting it out there to that with that universal vibe, and I feel that all the spiritual forces that support you are going to be right by your side. I think this is going to be great.
Oh, thank you. I could feel it. I could really feel the shift. Definitely, and even in the last 3 days, like spirit's with me on this. It's all good. Yeah. Oof.
Absolutely.
Saddle up. Buckle up for the good, for all good stuff coming in, which is great. Excellent. I'm excited. This is great.
We're excited for you. We're excited for you. This is great. Well, you keep us posted, honey, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I still want to keep on listening. So, yes, please.
You got it.
Have me.
All right,
okay,
girl.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. On hold. Okay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 607, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Nicole.
I'm sorry I didn't hear that.
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Okay.
Have you called in before?
Yeah. Maybe once.
326-1992. Binghamton, New York. 6:15 p.m. Gotcha.
Oh.
You still live in New York?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. So what special question did you have for us tonight, Nicole?
When will my mom get in touch with me, visit or call me, or accept a call or something?
Okay. Let's see here. Your chart's all over the place tonight. Where is she?
In the same city as me, but I don't know where she lives, and all I have is her phone number, and I don't have any other contacts to her, really. Just can't get hold of her. I mean, I call her, I text her, but she never answers or anything, and, like, people have said she's called me off, you know, called off all the help for me, and doesn't want to see me at all. I'm like, it'd be great if we could just talk.
Tonight, the moon and Neptune is retrograde. They're kissing each other, and they are in trine to your Pluto and Scorpio. So because of Neptune being retrograde, I think right now she's going to continue to maintain radio silence for now. Let me tell you when Neptune turns around. Give me a second here to look this on up. It's on my ephemeris for you. So I don't want you to suffer more than you need to with this. Neptune doesn't go direct until the 1st of December. And no, that's a lie. Yeah.
No,
actually,
it's in
the night
January.
Of the 30th. No, Neptune I'm talking about.
Okay.
Neptune goes direct on the 1st of December. So I have a feeling that it might change by then. And I think it's okay to continue to pursue it. Because even if she doesn't respond, she may know you're trying to pursue it. But this Neptune retrograde, sometimes people are coming to their own conclusions and they do want to go within for their answers. Now, does she have full memory?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a matter that she's not conscious and awake. She is conscious and awake, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay. I just don't see it changing right away. I don't want to mislead you or give you expectations that aren't actual. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I'm going to go a little different of a way. Since Aphrodite was 100% correct in that, it's probably not going to, you know, my guesstimate is that you're not going to have an answer until then. Most specifically, as well as what Aphrodite said, but here again, you had Pluto retrograde going through your fourth house of your home mother, okay? And, you know, when I look at this chart by birth, okay, your mother was always the disciplinarian. She was always the one to, and I shouldn't say that, it was out of honor, duty, responsibility. So there's a certain amount of coldness that comes with that, okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
You have this by birth with her, especially since your moon is in there, okay? So there is a certain distance that it will always be. Right now, transiting Pluto's in there, and Saturn, which just went direct, is in there. It is about her, and I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a different perspective of how she's looking at this. This is all about you learning and growing and understanding to her. So until she gets an indication that you have grown from your experiences and you have learned, she's going to be a little bit more distant like this because she's thinking the silence is what's going to teach you. Does that make sense? So this is what she's looking for in these circumstances, more than that bond that you would desire at this time, okay? I think things are going to change after Neptune goes direct. I think it's really going to show more compassion at that point in time. But it is, I agree with Aphrodite. Continue on, but, you know, look at the dialogue of how you're doing this. Texting is an interesting thing. Even if somebody doesn't text you, they're going to read your text, okay? So you can have a one-way conversation with this until then. Just be thoughtful and think about what is important to say to her. Does that make sense?
Learn what is important to say to her?
Be thoughtful in your text of what's important that you want to say to her. Again, you're getting ready to go into, and it's just barely into it. It's 9 degrees, so it's a wide orb, but you're getting ready to go into your Saturn return, okay? And this is all about going through a full cycle, okay, in life. So you're right at the tail end of completing one cycle of life and going into the next one. And it's all those things that you've learned and accumulated over the last 29 years that are going to serve you now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. And one more final note on this. Realize that Jupiter is going to go direct, and it is going to go over your Mars in the next couple of months. Okay? I'm not sure exactly when, but it's pretty – I don't even think it's going to be 2 months. I would say about a month. Okay? It's going to hit your Mars. So there's so many benefits that are going to come during this period of time. So when it comes to, oh, she's never going to answer me, she's never going to speak to me again, don't think about it that way. Think about it that she has her own issues that she's looking at this in, and she has to see what she wants to see before the two of you can develop that relationship again. But this is going to work for your benefit, no matter how I look at it. When Jupiter goes over your Mars, you're blessed.
It's
so
actually
again,
on Christmas. It's on Christmas Eve, Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. There you go. I knew it wasn't too far away. Okay.
Yep.
And so here again, you have this beautiful benefit coming to you this year. Okay. So think about it and plan for it that way, and don't deem the negative between you and your mother. Start to work with the positive. Again here. Be thoughtful in what you want to say to her, but keep saying what you want to say to her. Don't stop it at this point in time. Does that make sense?
Yes. I know. It's funny you should mention Christmas Eve. That is when I'm going to see her. Christmas Eve.
So
to your benefit.
I would ride the wave, and I would do whatever you can do to let her know that you are the loyal daughter. Just that simple. Don't make it too complicated. You know, all that Aries energy you have sometimes can make you a little bit impatient, but that's okay because that's who you are. But at the same time, you're true. You're honest and you're true, and I love that about you.
All right.
Keep us posted, okay?
Thanks.
All right, God bless you, honey. All right. Family relationships can be so challenging sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Hello, ladies.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. I love y'all so much. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, girl.
I have to put the hey.
Strange energy here, and she shows up.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Okay, so now that we got all this love circulating, I am thinking, and it's just a thought. which I thought I never would think, about moving to the state of Louisiana. So maybe it's a parish called Bosser, which is spelled B as in boy, O-S-S-I-E-R, Alexandria, Lafayette, Baton Rouge.
Now you're still in Memphis, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for the Red Cross to deploy me out sometime soon, maybe this week, to go and do some volunteer work down there. I don't know which part in Louisiana that they are going to send me to yet. I know that when they tell me they're ready for me to deploy. And it will be doing, like I said, case manager work and also for a disaster responder. So if I move, I really don't want to be in the city of New Orleans. I would rather be in one of those I just listed to you ladies.
Okay. So we're looking at pretty much Baton Rouge?
Yeah, Baton Rouge or Lafayette. I was told the city of Bosser, B-O-S-S-I-E-R, is in the middle of Lafayette.
Oh, okay. Because that's the one, yeah. I pulled it up. That's the first one you said. That's the first one I pulled up.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right. Okay.
It puts your sun into your first house, so you really shine there. Okay.
Okay.
The reason why I say interesting, because it trades a square for an inconjunction by you moving. There's only some movement because it's not in location a large movement here. And Aphrodite's going to do a profile on you. So this is the reason why I'm saying that doing it this way with you is because she's going to pull up all the numbers on it. Okay?
Okay. So what I did, Sylvia, is I progressed you. And I ran the progress chart against this location for you, okay? Now, what it does is it gives you a number, usually between 0 and 150, in 10 categories. Love and romance is 644, completely off the graph. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Vocation and career is 226, off the graph. And optimism and opportunity is 154 to the top of the graph. So, yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so for yes, yes, and yes, for which city or city?
This is both here. I used the one that Jacqueline chose because I trust her psychic stuff. So I went with you, the first thing you first said, and Jacqueline confirmed that already in our looking at you today. Now, I want to tell you something that you don't know, okay? And that is when you move to a new location, it takes you 13 lunar months to reset your light body, okay? You have to go through every full and new moon for a year, and then you're actually there. Now, where you're going, if you're going to that particular city, there are many planets that are sitting on fixed stars for you. And the fixed stars have been visible since the beginning. You have to remember that Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, they're more recently discovered in our world. But you have a lot of fixed stars there, so this may be in a very important part of your destiny. Okay?
I agree.
So I want
a good
to really,
move.
Really praise you for using your psychic energy about this one. I think this is really going to be good for you.
Oh, okay.
I think Jacqueline saw it. You're going to shine like the sun, baby.
Exactly.
Okay. So would this year, or would this year be great for that move, or next year? Because I'll get a chance to at least get up.
I'm looking at progressed to today, because this is the time you ask the question. Okay? I can progress you to any year you want, but this looks pretty good. Now, in your progress chart, your moon is at 18 degrees of Aquarius, okay?
Okay.
And Jupiter has kind of been all over you by progression, which is fine. And you've already been through your Jupiter return by progression. So what's going on now is that you are going into a situation where this would be like a whole new life, a whole new culture. And I think you're going to find it absolutely fascinating, okay? When the moon progresses a degree a month, Sylvia, so once it enters a new sign, it's there for 31 months. You're only at 18, 19 degrees of that Aquarius moon. So it's going to see you through a transition for you to see everything fresh and new and a new perspective. So I think you can do it sooner than later. That's fine. Okay?
Well, I'm going to say yes because I'm looking at her solar returns. Okay. Both for this year and hopefully if you're in the same place next year. Because what it does, and I'm going to say this, what it does is it puts Uranus in your fourth house of your home, okay, and it's in Taurus. So what that does mean is that it could be a sudden change, okay? I'm thinking you're probably going to move closer to right after your birthday, okay, just to let you know.
Oh, okay.
Not that you couldn't move earlier, because that could be a settling. You could move into a temporary position there or a temporary situation there, and that's when your home settles, okay? So it can be that as well.
Oh, okay. So Balsa would be great. Lafayette would be great. Alexandria, Baton Rouge, those.
I can't look at all of those on the show because they have too many people that see money. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Sylvia, you have your Mercury in your 12th house. Go down there. Quit being so analytical. Go down there, feel it, vibe it out. Go visit all of them. You know, that's where you're really going to find, okay, this is going to settle. Okay, but I think you're in the right direction, and I think Aphrodite agrees that general vicinity is really in your favor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great, groovy, great. I will say send me.
You're so fun, Sylvia.
Check it out. So are
go
you?
For it, girl.
All right. Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate this.
Oh, you're
more
than
keep
welcome.
Me in the queue and
you.
I'll continue. Say what? After that, what did you say?
I say we so support you. We love your energy.
Thank you.
Thank you for. Thank you for following us and sharing with us your journey. Thank you.
Oh, ditto, back at y'all. Okay, leave me on the phone so I can continue to listen to the show. Thank you. I greatly appreciate y'all.
You got it, girl. All right. All right, sweet. All right, bye-bye. What a darling. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 630, you're on the air. Hi.
I'm so excited. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And who are you speaking with?
This is Dion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Dion.
Oh, hi, Dion. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I have called in before. Another Sagittarius tonight.
12573?
Yes.
All right. I thought you'd called in before.
I don't have it on my system because of my crash, I think.
Oh, that could be. December 5th, 1973, 1:21 a.m., Oaklawn, Illinois.
Yep.
Oakland?
Oaklawn. Two words, oak and lawn.
I can't hear it.
Lawn, like in grass. Two words. Oak, lawn.
Oak, lawn. Okay.
Okay, sorry about that, Dion. What would you like to know from us today?
Okay, so I have a lot of big changes coming up. Like, a lot. And so everything is going really well. But except for, I just wanted to know, do you see a financial windfall coming in?
What are you doing as far as work is concerned?
Well, I am starting a second job coming up next month. I have to go back to I'm going back into real estate. It's been dormant for a while, but COVID killed off my day job, my business. I own a business. I sell windows, but it hasn't recovered fully because of supply chain issues. So I am going back into real estate.
I'm not surprised you would. Okay. Not that I think it's the ideal work for you. Okay. But I think it can make you some money. Saturn is getting ready to go over your Jupiter, okay? And this is the reason why I say that, discipline, okay, is because I think there is a transformation and change coming for you with this, but it's a discipline that you've done before. Pluto has gone direct and is going to kiss your Venus in the foundational shift of this. So there is a transformation and change as far as your career is concerned. Okay? It is for your benefit, is what I'm going to say. So I'm looking at more that your efforts are going to definitely pay off. Of what you put into this, you will get out. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I just love the chart. Wow. On the full moon, there's like some great hits here. Sun and Mars are seeing on Uranus in your first house in Libra. You're a great negotiator. You're opposing and attracting to your Mars. The moon is conjunct your Mars on this full moon. The plans you've made already, like I agree with Jack, they're probably temporary in their integrity. They will serve you in higher purpose in the end game. Venus is seeing right on your friggin' sun. Okay, today. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's going to be passing over you. The thing about the real estate is you have freedom. Come and go. Do as you please. You can use your time management for your future goals while you're creating income. This is spectacular, honey. This is great.
Ooh, good news. Thank you.
Yep, I think you're totally on the right track here. When we have these mini planets retrograde, as they've been this summer, sometimes temporary decisions are best. And they serve you. It's like going up the rungs of a ladder, and you are just going up there at warp speed, honey. I mean, I'm amazed. I'm loving this chart.
Wow, thank you. You just put my mind at ease. It's always good to consult with the stars.
Yes, it is, because you know what? They have no reason to lie to us. You know, they are as above, so below. They're reflections of our hopes and our dreams, our aspirations, and that which we can accomplish. And you're very accomplishment-oriented, okay? So I think no matter what you take on, you will do well, because you tend to be more to the positive almost all the time. You have your moments, but we all do, okay? And I so agree with Jacqueline about the planetary hits with Pluto and Saturn right now. You are in such great shape here, honey. You can really do no wrong.
Wow.
You're good to go, girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you have a blessed night.
You as well.
Keep us posted. God bless.
I will.
Okay, well, we're almost to the top of the hour. Do you want to do one more?
Okay.
All right. Hello? 631, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, great. I'm glad I got to you. Did you want my birth date or anything?
Well, what's your name?
Suzanne.
Have you
Hi,
called
Suzanne.
Him before, Suzanne?
I think I have.
Let's see if we can find you.
October 5th, 1960.
I got you. Huntington, New York.
Yes.
What time?
Gotcha.
I think 7:25 a.m.
Say again?
7:25 a.m.
All right.
And
I like those exact
work
times.
Life.
They make me happy.
Yeah, a love life, a man coming in soon, a relationship and a new or a new job or both.
And you're still in New York, right?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, give me a second here. Let's pull up the full moon on you to see. I like the full moon because it kind of lets us know how we need to design ourselves moving forward, what we need to release and what we need to embrace. So I like that. Okay. Hmm. Are you seeing someone now?
No. Wish I was.
Well, you have Neptune retrograde in your fifth house of romance right now. Is there somebody from the past that you cannot forget?
Not really.
Okay. Try not to compare us and shop. While Neptune is retrograde, try not to compare anyone to someone from your past for good or ill, okay? Now, on the full moon, the moon is moving through your seventh house of relationships, but it's on the cusp of Aries and Taurus. And then it does go into Taurus after this full moon, and it opposes your Venus, your Neptune, and your Mercury in Scorpio, even though you're a Libra sun. So
yeah.
I really think this is a month you need to be present, babe.
Yeah.
Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I pulled up her solar return. You know me. Like solar return.
Yes. I love it. Go ahead.
For the year.
I love you, girl. Go. Yes.
And it comes up quite well for you. Okay? I'm going to touch really quickly on the one-to-one relationships. Jupiter is retrograde on your birth, or was retrograde on your birthday and will be till tomorrow, but it sits in your solar return chart in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships in Aquarius, okay? So it is all about looking for that friendship. That sun of yours, which is conjunct Mars, which that Mercury retrograde was there, are all in your third house of community or local neighborhood. So I'm agreeing with Aphrodite. Get out there into your local community and you'll find someone. But the most important thing I want to talk about here is what do you want to do for a living? Because both Pluto and Saturn are both sitting in your sixth house, okay, of day-to-day work. And Uranus in Taurus is sitting in your 10th house of career, okay? You have a Virgo moon this year. So it is all about the work. What are you planning on doing? What are you doing as far as your work is concerned? Because it's going to make a major transformation and change this year for you.
Well, what happened is I moved, and then I was a lunch monitor now, but it's not enough hours. So I'm kind of trying to take off work. The job hunt, it's hard to find positions. I'm thinking, I didn't get hired as a teacher aide, so I'm thinking maybe daycare center. I don't think a bus monitor because it's kind of far away. And I made a bunch of calls even today for daycare.
I like that. I like
okay.
that.
I don't want to travel. I don't want to travel too far. I'm hoping that this one daycare center that's like 6 minutes away will call and have something. I don't know.
Be enthusiastic. Keep looking because I think you're going to find the right one. Trust that process. And
I think this is all about
your local community.
Yep.
I'm
sorry?
You're
going to find it in 6 weeks by your transit chart. You can find it within the next 6 weeks, honey.
Oh, I need to find it faster than that because you can't live on part-time by yourself. Yeah.
I'm just saying because we have retrograde energies at play, it could take a little bit longer.
But trust the process, because Venus is going to pass over your Jupiter in your third house of local community. It's going to do it in 2 weeks. But you know, everything is a little bit delayed because of COVID. Things take a little bit longer. So just breathe through it, because I have a feeling that it's going to come in while Venus is still in Sag. So
do you see, like, where I'm working now giving me a position as an aide or a monitor full-time, or do I have to work daycare or a bus, or what do you see with any of that?
Well, both the Mars and the Sun are going to be moving over your Scorpio planets also over the next couple of weeks. See, you're looking at a 2 to 3 week cycle minimum, okay? It may take a little bit longer, but I think you're going to make it through, honey, okay? So don't get discouraged. I think you're really close. So take
okay.
a deep breath and be as enthusiastic as you can, because I think either one or both could come through around the same time, okay? So just know, keep your irons in the fire and keep that enthusiasm and do the follow-up.
All right. You think anybody's going to call me tomorrow for who I called? I called like 6 places.
Well, it's a little wobbly tomorrow. Mercury is going direct. Jupiter is going direct. So it may be Tuesday. Okay, I'm just saying, I wouldn't put a lot of, you know, again here, because of that delay in energy, I think it could have a slight delay in their response.
Do you see anything from the past, or?
Well, the past energy is moving away over the next couple of days because we have more planets going direct. But I think that your track record and your past will stand with you as you move forward.
Okay.
Because once Mercury redirects its orbit, it's going to pass over your Sun over the next 72 hours. So I think you can get confirmation. You can get interest. Do I think you're going to seal the deal that quickly? No. But I think you might be sealing the deal that manifests within the next couple of weeks. I don't want to mislead you. I don't want you to be waiting for something that won't happen. So I try to be very honest in my readings with you. But I think you're really close, baby. Just go for this.
Well, I'm hoping November.
November looks good.
Yep. Yep. You
all
go
right,
for it.
So
keep us posted, okay, honey?
All right, thank you.
God bless. Sweet
you
night.
Too. Good night.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we'll be talking to you again next week. Enjoy this beautiful full moon. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.